If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Have you ever wanted to start live streaming and were not sure how to do it? You can start live streaming up to 40 social media platforms all at one time for as little as nada. It's going to cost you your time. That is what it's going to cost. You can pre-record. You can live stream. You can do a multitude of things. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com. O-N-E.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM. It begins in Orlando, Florida, and travels steadily to the west, beaming across North America and planet Earth, and into your head. The world of safety never stops. And now, the Safety FM podcast and broadcast with Dr. Jay Allen.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Jay Allen Show here on Safety FM. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods because, listen, that is an important aspect to this whole thing. If things are not going good and well, I don't know what else to tell you. Anyways, interesting week, of course. Is it a long, short week? I mean, it's kind of a hard thing to say. I know with Sunday being a holiday, it's always kind of an interesting aspect because it's not like your work week shorter unless you took some extra days off, but it always makes it an interesting time as things do go on and progress throughout this week. Well, I know that we talk a little bit about everything on this show, and let's guess it, this week is going to be no different. But could you imagine if you could unleash the power of the nonverbal cues with a guide to body language? So let's talk about that today. Let's talk about that art of being able to read a room with the art of body language. Yes, I know. It's kind of one of those weird things to talk about, but listen, we talk about all kinds of weird stuff. So have you ever heard that phrase, actions speak louder than words? I mean, I'm sure you have because we tend to talk about that all the time. Well, that's because body language is like the megaphone of your verbal communication. Whether you're, you know, giving a speech, interviewing for a job, or just trying to make an excellent first impression, your body language can make or break the situation. But don't worry. We're here to break down the basics and give you some of the tips of, you know, how harnessing the body language can be crucial to what's going on. So let's put it on our thinking caps for a moment and get ready to learn a little bit more about body language. Yes, I know. As I talk about some of this stuff, you go, well, I think I knew about this. But let's talk a little bit more detailed about what's going on. So what is body language? You might sit there and ask. Body language is a form of nonverbal communication involving physical gestures, postures, and facial expressions that convey information and emotion. It is a natural and instinctive way that humans express themselves and interact with others, often unconsciously. And that's the crucial part here, is the unconscious aspect on how this works. So think about it from the standpoint from eye contact to posture and even simple crossing of the arms and body language can communicate many emotions and meaning, such as happiness, anger, confidence, and nervousness. Understanding body language is an essential part of psychology as it helps us better understand human behavior and communication. By paying attention to your own body language and that of others, we can improve our communication skills and building better relationships. So let's talk about that whole aspect of reading body language. You need to pay attention to several things to be able to read body language as accurately as possible. By paying attention to specific cues, did I say skews? Because I didn't mean skews, I meant cues, you know, cues. As you can gain valuable insight into individual thoughts and feelings, when observing someone's body language, it's essential to consider the context in which the behavior occurs. The same as gestures or expressions can give different meanings and depending on the situation and individual's cultural backgrounds. For instance, a thumbs up gesture may be interpreted as a positive signal in some cultures, where in other ones, it may be rude or offensive. So keep that in mind if you ever decide to do the thumbs up standpoint. Another important thing to look at is for clusters of behaviors that occur together. This can provide accurate picture of individual emotions and attitudes. And if someone's smiling while crossing their arms, this can indicate a sarcastic or an insincere attitude. Now I start thinking about that going, huh, I wonder how often I do that. Conversely, if someone is nodding their head and making eye contact while listening, it suggests that they are engaged and interested in the conversation. It is also important to remember to be aware of your own biases and assumptions when interpreting body language. Avoid jumping to conclusion based on limited information and seek to understand the individual's perspective before making an assumption. I think that that's kind of one of the most difficult parts that people have with body language reading. So, for instance, if someone avoids eye contact, it could indicate shyness or discomfort, but it could also indicate deception or lack of interest. By being aware of these own biases, you can avoid making, well, hasty judgments. So keep in mind about that. So if I was telling you how to improve body language, we can talk a little bit about this. Being able to express yourself in nonverbal cues is just as important as being able to read them. You can do several things, and we have, you know, we can outline some of these essential strategies to help you control your body language. I guess the first and most important part would be self-awareness. Being self-aware is the first step to make it if you want to improve your body language. This involves paying attention to your nonverbal cues, such as facial expressions, gestures, postures, and identifying any negative or ineffective behavior. This also is important to be aware of your emotions and how they may affect your body language. For instance, you may unintentionally adopt close-off posture or avoid eye contact if you feel nervous. By recognizing these tendencies, you can consciously counteract them and project a more confident and open demeanor. So eye contact seems to be such a crucial part to a lot of this. Eye contact is powerful in nonverbal cue in conveying confidence, attentiveness, and respect. When you maintain eye contact with someone, it shows that you are engaged in the conversation and that you value what they have to say. Additionally, maintaining good eye contact can help build trust and establish a connection with the other person. However, it's crucial to strike a balance with eye contact. Maintaining too much eye contact can be aggressive or intimidating, while avoiding eye contact can make you appear disinterested or untrustworthy. So there's a happy medium there as you're doing this. Finding the right balance is essential based on context and individuals that you're interacting with. So keep that in mind. The other portion, I talk about this quite often with people, and it's that whole thing of mirroring. Now, let me explain this to you. Mirroring is a technique that can be used to establish a positive rapport with others. This involves subtly mimicking the other person's nonverbal cues, such as postures, gesture, and facial expression. By doing this, you can create a sense of similarity and establish a connection with the other person. Mirroring can be particularly effective when you're trying to build trust and rapport with someone, such as a job interview or a first date. However, it's vital to use mirroring in a subtle and natural way. By not overly coping with the other person's behavior, can come across as insincere, manipulative, or just plain bizarre. Now, I will tell you some of the strategies that I have looked at in regards to this. Some of the best known FBI interviewers do the mirroring aspect. And if you have not looked into mirroring, I would recommend you doing so strongly. So if I had a bottom line this for you, I would probably say it in this fashion. Body language is a powerful tool that can significantly impact our communication. From a simple smile to a confident stance to our nonverbal cues can make all the difference in how we're perceived. So the next time you're in a high-pressure situation, remember to strike a power pose, maintain good eye contact, and if all else fails, give a big cheesy grin. Yes, just like I'm doing right now. After all, the saying goes, fake it until you make it. And with some practice, you'll be a good body language pro in no time. So keep that in mind as we are talking about that. Imagine the interactions you'll be able to have with people if you understand how to use this process and if you understand on how they might be using it with you. Well, like I said, this could take you to different places today, and we hope that we accomplish that. Anyways, I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance, so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.